great. The cops are here.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
Well, it's not me.
Oh, thanks.
You know. What probably, are the chances?
They probably repealed that whole lesbians living together thing.
We're going to be arrested.
They're coming to take you down to the Orange is the New Black House.
Oh, well then, arrest me.
Is that really punishment?
I don't think so.
All right, I guess they actually want to come in. The cops want to come in here. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Sergeant. Is that how many stripes that sergeant stripes right there?
Yes, three stripes.
Three stripes?
Yes.
What's next? Lieutenant?
Yes.
It's sergeant, lieutenant.
Then captain.
Okay.
Chief.
And then doesn't get any bigger than chief, right?
Yes.
Then grand poobah. Never hardly see one of them out on the
streets. I always like that on the cop shows where they're like, they call you Lou, right? When you're a lieutenant, they call you Lou?
LT.
Oh, I watch Law and Order. They're like, what's up, Lou?
So, Sergeant Yvonne O'Brien, did you come in here to arrest me?
You'd
did
like you that. Look at her. You would love it.
Did I commit a crime? Look at that. She's already got the bright lights are in my eyes. I got to tell her the truth.
You can tell. I've committed some crimes.
I bet we all have, right? Here and there, a little bit. Don't you speed a little bit when you're out driving around?
A little, yeah.
Have you ever been pulled over by another fellow officer?
Oh, yes.
And then you have a secret handshake or something. Something.
Yeah.
You're like, I wear the uniform too, if you know what I mean.
Yvonne's not here to arrest anybody. Phew. She is here. She's with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and they're hiring. It's going to be a job fair.
Yes, we have a career expo this weekend on Saturday in Whittier, and we're showcasing all our specialized units, SWAT, K-9, arson, explosives, and all our fun stuff.
Cool.
So, you have the sheriffs, the LA County Sheriffs, you got the LAPD, and then you have the CHP.
Mm-hmm.
Which group is filled with losers? like all the winners go to the sheriff's department,
yes,
right?
And then it's the largest county. Yes.
No, who's better at the softball? That's what I want to know.
Who wins the softball tournament every year?
Who's winning the softball?
Sheriff?
How deep do you, or like, if somebody wanted to become a police officer of any kind, how deep in the background do you go? Could Frank have had a minor consumption when he was 19 years old?
That's okay.
That's okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the felonies and the...
No, I don't have any felonies.
Okay. Whew.
You
no,
sure?
No,
you don't have any felonies?
That I know of. Until they come knocking on my door.
Because I just always wondered, like, how difficult is it? Because somebody who maybe had a mess up at 18, 19 years old, and then it's like, oh, turn their life around, and they're really great people now, like, that could screw you for the rest of your career, but it doesn't. A minor consumption is fine.
Yeah.
It has to be a felony.
If it's a felony, you will not be on the department.
What if, let's see, at 19.
What are you going through your whole rap sheet over here?
No, I could be a police officer. I think I'd be I don't know if I'd be a great police officer, because if I'm chasing some really, really, really bad guy who did a really bad thing, I don't know that I would be able to restrain myself once I caught him.
The adrenaline will be going.
Right, where I'm just like bashing his head. I don't know that I would just be able to be like, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you do or say, well, it can't be held against you. I don't know that I would have the restraint to do that because I've chased you and you're an evil person.
I'm sure they're training people. They just don't, it's a job fair. We're going to give you a badge and a gun. Hit the road.
I know. Yeah. You got to go through all the psychology of it.
The background check. Yes.
Yeah,
background.
To make sure you're okay.
It says there's a walk-in test. So what is that?
That is, we're offering three tests, 10, 11, and 12, and it's a hour and a half test, 60 questions, multiple choice. It's your basic reading comprehension.
Okay. Because a lot of people don't even know how to write in cursive anymore. Is that part of it? If I put out a piece of paper right now and told you to write a lowercase z, do you think you could do it?
Oh, my God, a lowercase?
You'd be surprised.
lowercase z in cursive. Let's see if you can do it.
Oh, goodness. Oh, see, she knows.
It.
She knows.
See,
she knows.
That's why she's a sergeant.
Exactly.
Leader of men. You are beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Now, don't take this the wrong way, but when you do have the uniform on and you show up places, do people think it's a stripogram?
Oh, my God, Frank.
I'm saying because she's so hot. Yeah. You never really see cops that are super hot like
you're
this.
Like, I didn't know it was my bachelor
party. You've never had that?
I've been on a while, and I've never had that.
I thought we almost had one for a second. I was like, the cops are here. And then you walk in. I was like, wow, she's gorgeous.
Where's your jam box?
Where's the jam box? There we go. All right. There's the music.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you always want to be a sheriff, or was there some other plan for you?
Nope, just sheriff.
Just sheriff. Just new off the bat. Were you a big fan of cop shows?
Yes, T.J. Hooker and Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yes.
So Heather Locklear was probably your the chick you wanted to be like.
Yep.
Wow, yeah.
Is it a family business?
No.
No.
I was the first out of my family.
And is it really, really hard, like in the very beginning when you're, at the academy?
You know, no. For me, it was I was 19 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I was young, you know, in shape, ready to, eager to do anything. So it wasn't that hard.
What do you feel about that? Because we've talked about this a lot on the show where I don't think there should be heavy set cops. I really don't. I really don't.
No.
I don't. Right. Because if like if I'm chasing you, my cardio has got to be good. It has to be good.
I agree.
Right. You can't. I don't understand. And when I grew up in Batesville, Indiana, where our sergeant or chief or whoever was, he was probably 400 pounds. And I'm like, if I get in a foot chase with that guy, he's not going to win. It's like there should be. Like,
you make that guy the part of a canine unit. That way the dog gets to chase people. And he just moseys up.
That's what I would love to do. I would love to have been a canine in a canine unit and not as the dog.
Well, you're halfway there.
Don't even go there.
So is it pay pretty well?
Yes, pay's good.
Yeah,
really good.
Starting salary is all good. Benefits right off the bat.
Yes, and it's a paid academy too, so you get.
Oh, you're paying while you're going to school.
While you're in the academy,
yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, you work out, you get paid to work out. What place does that?
You got a lot of guys and gals in the military joining up?
Yes, a lot of veterans.
Does that help at all?
Yeah, it does, because they're disciplined. They've been through the boot camp, so they come a lot more structured.
So what if I get called away on my next tour of duty? What happens
That's
then?
That's okay.
Yeah?
We allow
it
that.
It is?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
Do you pay me while I'm gone?
The military pays you.
Oh, okay.
So you're making
a double dip, and this is awesome. How's the dental plan? Dental plan good? Because your teeth are fabulous.
Thank you. Yeah.
Look at the smile on her. Her whole face smiles.
Mm-hmm.
I would let you rest me anytime. Seriously. I didn't even do anything. Give me a ticket right now, please.
I'm sure she could find something in your background that she could arrest
you for. Or in my pockets. Like, oh, crap. Speaking of canine unit, you left them in the car, right?
Now, if they come to this job fair, is there, like, I know in the military there's an age limit, right? Is there an age limit to being
19 and a half to apply.
And what's on the other end of that? How old?
There is no cap.
What?
So I can start right now. Really?
Cap.
Wow.
You can just
look there.
Start? I didn't know that.
You're
I thought
in shape.
I could be a sheriff. Yeah. Look at that. She's calling me in shape. I think we got a connection here. Are you married?
No.
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
Wow. You want to be?
No.
No? Good answer. I don't want to be either. We're made for each other.
You can just hang out.
And I don't want to wear a promise ring or an engagement.
Oh, you've been listening to the show.
Yeah,
yeah.
I did this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the latest trend that's what women want.
Do you date exclusively within the sheriff's department or other cops? Firemen, maybe?
No firemen.
Oh,
no
yeah. Is there like this unspoken war between you both? Like
it's
you hate just, each other?
It's different. I mean, they have a different function than we do, and it's the language is different.
And they get all the praise for being heroes. And you guys are out there busting your ass every single day. And those firemen just sit home and, like, make souffles and stuff.
Oh, now you're going to upset firefighters.
I'm just saying they do.
Right
they
now.
Do.
Yeah.
Just souffles and sitting around.
Oh, boy. You're
They're
causing
nice.
Problems.
I went on a ride-along once with the LAPD. And I had on the jacket and everything. And so I felt like, you know, I was a cop.
The bulletproof
like
vest.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was incredibly paranoid that everybody was breaking the law. So we're just riding around the black and white. And how you see people change, you know, like they'll slow down or they'll start
mm-hmm.
walking straighter. And it's just like, well, obviously you're doing that because you're doing something wrong. And so I was like, let's pull that guy over. Let's pull that guy. There's an unmarked boxcar or whatever. Let's go. There's probably immigrants in there.
And you're like, Frank, we can't do that.
Sex trafficking. I was naming everything going on. I was like, I don't know if I could do this. I mean, the stress level of just being out in the public.
It's fun.
It's fun. You like it. You like that stress level.
But I would imagine that's why maybe you date within, not necessarily your department, but in the same line of work because you would understand each other.
Yes, absolutely. The language,
get it.
You can come home and talk about containments or things, and they understand it, so you can communicate really well.
Are you pretty fast on your feet? I mean, like, can you run down somebody?
I can run fast.
Really? You chase me in the parking lot?
No. You want me to chase you?
Yeah, I want to get video of you chasing around the parking lot and see if people, like, chase me down the street here on La Cienega again. See what people do if they stop and start staring at us and we're just running around like Benny Hill. Remember the old show Benny Hill? We're just running around real fast.
They must
over
be
cars, under
a TV
cars.
Show or something.
That'd be the
What's
best.
Happening?
Now, if you were interested in becoming a sheriff, a county sheriff for Los Angeles, they're hiring now. There's going to be a job fair this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event's going to be held at Stars Center in Whittier. And for more info, you can go to careers.lasd.org. It sounds like an awesome job.
Really, it does.
Really.
And I always thought I was too old, but now I know I'm not.
No.
Heck yeah. It's badass.
You've been a sergeant for the past 3 years. Any plans on going for another stripe?
For a bar, yes.
Yeah?
Would like to.
A bar.
She
don't know the lingo.
She just asked me to a bar. I think we all heard that. She just asked me out.
That's good.
I know when women get pulled over, like they'll like either cry or, you know, do whatever they need to do to probably get out of a ticket. When they see you walk up and they go, or like, do you see women get their flirtatious face on? They're like, they think it's going to be a guy. Then you walk up and go, sorry, honey.
Not going to work on me.
Let me see it.
Identification, please.
Do guys try to flirt with you when you get pulled over?
They're kind. They're nice.
Yeah.
I will say I've never cried. I'm not that girl. I'm just like, I'll just take it. I'll get pulled over and I'm like, I got all my stuff ready. I look at you in your eye. If I take my sunglasses off, I will never cry to get out of a ticket. I hate that. I'm just like, just give me my medicine.
How often do you go to the gun range?
We go once a month.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you ever just go for fun?
I take my kids shooting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's probably
good.
Yeah,
they like that. It's fun.
You think they'll become cops? Can you see it in any of them?
I see one.
Yeah?
Yeah, she has a passion. Yeah.
Just like you did.
But the others are probably just going to live at home and just they're not worth a damn.
No, they'll become firefighters or something.
Oh, we got a cop? Let's see. What is the dress code for the expo? Oh. Ivan wants to know.
No dress code. Well, obviously appropriate, but there's nothing, no business attire.
But come on. You're not going to be like a guy with, you know, it's like a dirty Iron Maiden t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, you know, we would like you to dress appropriate.
Right.
Yeah, and bring your ID. That's one of the important things, photo ID. When you take the test, that's all we're going to ask.
Yeah. Seems simple.
It's
go. That sounds awesome. Everything you mentioned sounds awesome.
Are you going to be there?
Yes, I will.
Well, go just to see Sergeant Yvonne O'Brien. My God. I'm never going to forget this. The walk-in testing for deputy sheriff's training is at 11 a.m. So it starts at 9 a.m., but then 11 a.m. is when the testing starts?
The first test is at 10, then 11, and noon. We opened up three different testing times and increased it.
And how many applicants are you looking for to fill spaces? Do you know?
We would like to have 600 to hire this year.
Now, is that something it's taken a lot to get people to hire, like, because obviously that takes money, so it's like a campaign of like, we need these officers on the streets. So.
Absolutely. Recruiting is our number one thing, is getting people to come in, take the test, and then you have the background check, so it takes a while.
Do you go to schools too? Like, they used to, in my high school, they used to, like, the military would come. And
military, yeah.
But do police officers do that? Go to high schools and try to recruit?
Yes, we do. We go to colleges, junior colleges, job fairs, everywhere. We go to fit competitions, marathons, and we want people that are in shape, and church venues.
Anywhere.
So you said you like military vets because they've already been through boot camp and they know the hierarchy and how to, you know, and respect. But what about Cub Scouts? So I was a Cub Scout.
Boy Scouts are always good.
Boy Scouts are good. Cub Scouts are just kind of like, okay, you tried. You didn't quite get the wee blows.
Right.
There's a lot of discipline for those kids and Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts. I mean, there's a lot of stuff they commit to. So if you have that commitment, then you'll have it for the department.
There was a kid I saw on the news today. He looks like he's 12 years old, but he's 19, and he was wearing a full-on cop uniform and got busted for impersonating a police officer. He wasn't trying to arrest anybody. He just walked into like a coffee shop and got coffee, but he was wearing a real gun.
But
and
he
stuff.
Looked so young. It was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and so somebody called the cops on him, sure enough. And that's a felony, to impersonate a police officer, right?
That's a misdemeanor.
It's a misdemeanor?
What? That's wrong. That should not
well,
be.
Well, it is, because you can do it on Halloween, I guess. You went as a cop once on Halloween.
Yeah, but I went as an obviously not cop. I mean, I wore leather pants and a shirt tied up. And, like, I'm not, no one was like, whoa, the 5-0's here. I mean, no, it wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, no one really thought I was a cop. But I think if you're really, like, if she wasn't a cop but dressed like that, I would think she's a police officer. I don't think you can
Did
do that.
Did you have to iron that shirt?
The cleaners. The cleaners
did? Yeah. Okay. All right. I just want to know if she could iron.
You're thinking about your future? How dare you? You're awful.
That's a press line right there. I was like, wow, impressive. Mike has a question, too. Mike says, are you testing for reserves at Expo?
No.
No. Full-timers only.
Yes.
And it starts out, starting salary is $60,000 to $75,000.
That's
and
good.
That offers great medical and dental benefits. So thank you so much, Sergeant O'Brien, for coming in and hanging out with us. If you want to possibly become the next L.A. County Sheriff, then head down to the Expo in Whittier at Star Center in Whittier Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Or you can get info at careers.lasd.org. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.